Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 25th day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Demai, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph. What does Masechta Demai talk about? Masechta Demai talks about tefuah produce which is bought from an Amoretz. Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a gezerah, he made a decree, when he saw that people were not separating the proper maizras. They were giving truma gedola, they were doing because they were scared, truma gedola is chayv misa. But maizra rishon and maizra sheni, yeah, the first tithe and the second tithe, some were doing it and some were not. So he came along and he said, Bonai, my children, come on, I'll tell you. Just like truma gedola, there is a sin of chayv misa. If a person eats it, who's not a kohen, and he eats it, it's chayv misa, b'dei shamayim, of course. So also, trumas maizra. And travel, there's the Eva Avon Misa. Now, Trumas Meiser is the Meiser of the Meiser that the Levi gets. The tenth of the tenth that one gives to the Levi. And Tevel as well. There's an Avon Misa if a person eats it. So he made the following Takana and he said, anyone who buys fruits from an Amoretz, someone who you can't trust about Meisers, if you buy produce from him, even if he tells you, even if the Amoretz says that he's already separated Trumas and Meisers, you still have to separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon, you separate, and then you take a tenth of that Maaser, and that you give to the Kohen. Maaser Sheni, you take up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni, when it comes to the first Maaser, the rest of the Maaser Rishon, after you've given that tenth of a tenth to the Kohen, the rest of it you can eat. Because the Levi will have to prove that it was not tithed before he can take it from you. So you can eat that. There's nothing wrong if Yisrael eats Maaser Rishon. As long as he's given that Maaser of the Maaser to the Kohen. Maaser Oni, which is the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, again, the person can keep it. If you bought it from Amoretz, you separate it, but you can keep it because I'm Meitzer Mechavera Olav Haraya. You don't have to give the Levi his Maaser Rishon. You don't give to the Oni the Maaser Oni. That's a Sofek. And the Levim and the Anim, if they want to come along and say, give it to us, you know, prove it. Prove it that it hasn't been tied. This Takana of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was known as Takanas Demai. And according to this Takana, based on this, anyone who bought produce or fruits from an Amoretz, it would be called Demai, and you would have to take Maaser out of a Sofek. We're going to learn that there's many halachas that apply to normal Maaser Sheni, for example, that will be different to the Maaser Sheni of Demai. But first we're going to learn as well that this takana that Yochanan Kohen Gadol made about separating Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni from the produce you bought from an Amoretz only applies to things which are choshev, which are significant. But we're going to now learn in our Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, about products, fruits, and certain trees, that the halacha is they're going to be lenient. And one does not need to take maaser from them, even if you buy them from Amoretz. Why? We're going to have, there's a machlokes in Yerushalmi as to the reason for this. One opinion is because these fruits are not choshev, therefore the Amoratzim were not suspected about not taking maaser, and they would take maaser. In other words, if they tell you they tithed it, you can trust them, because they're not. It's not expensive. They're very very cheap and not choshev. Another opinion says because most of these fruits, because they're not choshev, the good chances are that they're hefker. They wouldn't have been coming from private property. And the halacha is that hefker is anyway potter from maaseris. Then, in this second opinion, that hefker is potter from maaseris, there was another machlokes as to whether this applies not just for demai, if it's a suffix. What about if it's vada? If I know for sure, let's say the Amoretz tells the buyer, the consumer, oh, no maaseris has been taken at all. He actually tells you that. That's vada then. According to one opinion, you can still eat it without taking maaser, because hefker is potter. But there's another opinion that says no. That far we don't go. Even if we will learn that the fruits are not choshev, and mostly they're hefker, but they only were makel in these type of, only makel for demai. Why? Because with demai, there's two sfeikas. Number one, there's a sofik if it's hefker or not, and hefker spot for maestros. And even if it was not hefker, there is a chance that maybe the Amorites did take maaser. Only then, if it's because of this double sofik, then they say you can have it. But not if it's vadai, not if an Amorites, for example, doesn't be sure you haven't had it. Say we have the two reasons of the meroim. Is it because, what for the leniency in these foods that we're about to talk about? Is it because it's the Amora, it's would probably have taken maaser anyway? Because they're not choshev, it doesn't cost him much, or because it's hafka? Says the Mishnah, Hakalin Shabbatimai, the fruits that we're about to mention or list, which the Chachamim were lenient as far as Demai, and they said that if you bite from Namoritz, you don't have to take Maser. Hashisin, number one, wild figs. These are the figs that, the first figs that come from under the leaves, and they don't ripen well, they're not so good. Vaharimin, these are fruits of the lotus plant. Vahuzrodin, and these are crab apples. V'nos shuach are white figs, not a good quality at all. V'nos shikma, fruits of the sycamore tree. V'novlois hatamora, dates that fall off before they become ripe. V'hagufnin, and unripe grapes or grapes that fall off again, that they're not, they don't ripen well. Some say that they are dill, it's actually dill. V'hanitzpa, that's fruit of the caper bush. V'ovi'yehuda, and in the land of Yehuda, the district of Yehuda, ha'og. Oig, a type of a very low tree. It's called the sumac tree. We have greenish flowers. And that was not, that in Yehuda, that was not choshev at all. V'hachoymetz, and also vinegar. Now, vinegar we're talking here about is not from wine, but rather from tamed. Tamed means it was mead, and it was not choshev at all, and therefore it was mead is made from soaking peeps and peels of the grapes. V'hakuspar, and coriander seed. All these are not considered important or choshev enough, and therefore we say for the various reasons that we just mentioned, there's no takana of taking trimmers, of taking maaser from them. You don't have to take maaser, even if you buy the v'namaretz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol hashisin peturin. He says that all the wild figs are potter, exempt from demai. One who buys them from an Aretz Yipot of Masrum, Chutz Mishel Dufra, except for the Dufra. Dufra is a type of fig that produces twice a year, and they were pretty good quality. And therefore, the Gzera would have been on them. Kola Rimin Biturin, all the Rimin, that's the fruit of the lotus plants, are potter from Demai, Chutz Mirime Shikmani, except from those coming from Shikmona. They were Mochoshev. Kolbenes Shikma Peturis, all the fruits of the sycamore tree are exempt from the Dintamai Chutz Min Ha Mustafos, except from the Mustafos. Mustafos are those which are, they stay on the tree until they burst open, and they're considered choshev, all choshev, and therefore probably not from Hafgar. And also, according to the other reason that the Amoritzim are suspected not take Maaser, they would not take Maaser from them, and therefore one who buys them would be chayv in Maaser. So these exceptions, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are ones that the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would apply, and you would have to take it even if you buy Amoritz. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tanakama, that there are no exceptions to the wild figs, to the fruit of the lotus plant, to the fruits of the sycamore tree. There's no exceptions halachically, and therefore you can buy them from an Amoritz and no need to take Maaser. Mishnah Beis. We're going to talk about Maaser Sheni of Demai. Now, Maaser Sheni has a number of different halachas, but the Chachamim were much more lenient when it comes to a sofik when you're buying it from Amoritz, as we'll soon see. Hadamai, says the Mishnah Beis, ain't like chomish. The owners do not have to add a chomish. What's a chomish? Chomish means adding a fifth, what we call a quarter. Let's say you had $10 worth of demai, and it was Maaser Sheni, so you separated it, but it's only a sofik. Now, let's say I've got a lot of it and it's too much to carry. I want to redeem it. Normally, you would have to add a quarter or add a fifth. a quarter, which becomes a fifth of the new total, and that would be adding another $2.50. So I'd have to put down $12.50 when I redeem it, and then take that $12.50 up to Yerushalayim and buy fruits there. If it's demaida, if it's a suffix, then we say that you only have to put down $10, the full value, and not the rest. And that's because even if it was vada, even if it was definitely Masa Sheni, you would only, the karen is ma'akev, it's only the principal amount, the $10, that is going to stop it. That's the redemption, that's min ha-Torah. But the chomesh, the adding a quarter, the adding a fifth, is not ma'akev. Therefore, if the owners gave a karen, didn't give the chomesh, the fruits would be b'di'avid, redeemed. So when it comes to demai, even l'chatchila, they said you don't have to give that extra bit. Continues the Mishnah, ve'ein lo beer. There's no din of beer. We're not obligated to get rid of or to take it out of your house on the third, at the end of the third and sixth year of the Shemitah. That means the year 4 and year 7. Normally, Erev Pesach, you would have to get rid of from your property all the maisos that you've kept in those years. You have to take it out, give the tree. If you had any truma, give it to the kohen. If you had any maiserishin, give it to the levi. Maiser only, give it to the poor. But if you had any peres, fruits of Masa Sheni, normally you'd have to get rid of it, right? Or burn it, as it says in the Torah, Toitzis kol Masat Vosra, you should get rid of it, the Masa Sheni. But with the Masa Sheni of Demai, no beer, no need to do that. The Chachamim exempted us for that. V'nechol Oinen, another leniency with Masa Sheni of Demai is that an oinein, a person who lost his a relative that he is chayv to be a mourner for, before they're buried, he's called an oinein, and he's not allowed to eat Masa Sheni. But that's only vada if it's definitely Masa Sheni, not when it's separated of in this case of a suffix from demai. V'nichnas Yerushalayim v'yotzei Masa Sheni of demai, even though it's gone into Yerushalayim, you're allowed to take it out and redeem it outside Yerushalayim. Normally, the halacha is, once Masa Sheni gets into Yerushalayim, you cannot redeem it. You can't take it out and redeem it. You eat it there. But if it's demai, again, there's that leniency. Another leniency, abdin es mi'utoi badrachim. You're allowed to destroy just a little bit of Masa Sheni of demai if it was on the roads. What does a little bit mean? Yerushalmi explains that Mishnah means, a little bit means less than a dried fig size. So, if you have that little size of Masa Sheni Demai, don't bother with it. You don't have to go up to Yerushalayim with it. You can basically throw it away. V'noshen al Amoritz, you're allowed to give it to an Amoritz to eat it in Yerushalayim, even though normally you don't give things like Masa Sheni of Vadei to an Oni, because you're worried he might eat it in a state of Tumah. But this, we say, you can do. You can do that, because it's Masa Sheni of Demai. However, even here, only a little bit, but a lot one shouldn't give. You shouldn't give it to Amaretz. V'ner v'yoichel kenegdoi. And another thing the Mishnah says, that when you give that little bit to the Amaretz, normally you don't give produce like that Amaretz, but when you do give it, you should also separate another bit of fruits, eat it in the Tara, in the purity, as if it was Masa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Or mechalalim oisoi kesef al kesef. If you've got money of Masa Sheni, of Demai, normally, you take the Masa Sheni that you've redeemed. You take the fruit, you've redeemed it for money. You take the money that has the kedusha of the fruits of Masa Sheni. You take that money up to Yerushalayim and spend it on food there. But you're not allowed to just use that money for anything else. But if it's Masa Sheni of Demai, that money is now also kesef of Masa Sheni of Demai. If I need that cash, for example, I want to buy something else with it, I can exchange that for another lot of money that I might have at home, and use this money now for other things, not for food. I can also do something else, which you can't normally do. You can redeem nechoshes al nechoshes. I can take copper coins and exchange the kedusha of the Masa Sheni of Demai for another set of copper coins. I can even do kesef al nechoshes, silver coins for copper. Unechoshes al aperes. I can exchange the money of Masa Sheni, I can exchange it for fruits. Uvilvad sheyachzor v'yiftas aperes. As long as I have in mind, this is how we explain the Mishnah, as long as I had in mind that I wanted to redeem the fruits back to money, I can redeem the fruits again. Uvilvad means as long as I had in mind Sheyachsu v'yitasaperes, that I'm going to redeem the fruits, then you can redeem the fruits back to money. Again, normally you can't do that with the fruits of Vadai. You can't do that. Only with Demai you can do it. But you have to have in mind at the time that you machal the money and the fruits that you want to do it. If at the time you didn't, you had in mind that I'm taking these fruits up to Yerushalayim, that's it. You can't redeem it even if it's Demai. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, who is makel, who is lenient, in this last one, this last leniency, who is lenient and says that you're allowed to redeem or exchange the money for other money and exchange money for fruits and then go and redeem the fruits again. That you can do. Rabbi Chachomim and Chachomim say, no. These last halachas, no. That far the rabbis didn't go. Even with Maaseh Sheni of Demai, after you've redeemed and exchanged the money for fruits, you are not allowed to exchange the money, the fruits back into money again. Even if you had in mind lechatchila to go and redeem those fruits back money. No, once you've got it in the fruits, take it up to Yerushalayim, even that's money, it's a Maaseh Sheni of Demai. That's how the Chachamim learned.